Today on The Cinnamon Effect, I have Michael Legal. He's here with Axiom H2. As you can see, I am inhaling hydrogen as we do this podcast. So incredible. He's going to tell us about all the benefits of hydrogen, how it affects our cells, like incredible information, and also dive into some of his other companies. So he is very dug in the wellness industry. I'm so excited to have Michael. So stay tuned.
Hey there, and welcome to the Cinnamon Effect podcast. I'm your host, Kimberly Hand, and I'm thrilled to have you with me on this vibrant journey of discovery and growth. This podcast is your go-to space for embracing intention, where you'll find clarity on your unique path, deepen those meaningful connections, and unleash your creativity like never before. We'll explore how to build unshakable confidence and celebrate the beauty of gratitude, all while savoring the calm that consistency brings to our lives. Thank you for being with me. Let's sprinkle a little cinnamon into your day and make life sweeter, healthier, and more fulfilling.
Hey guys, welcome back to the Cinnamon Effect. I'm here with Michael Legal. Michael is joining us with Axiom H2, and he's telling us all about hydrogen and why it's more than what you see on the periodic table. You like how I did that, right?
I did like how you did that. Very nice.
And you have got to see this because we are inhaling hydrogen as we are doing this podcast. So there is a little visual to this whole thing. But he's going to tell us about this potent antioxidant, how it influences cellular health, and potentially helps us live longer. Welcome, Michael.
Thank you for having me. It's an honor to be here.
Oh, I'm so glad to have you here. This is something that I have done a couple of times where I've inhaled the hydrogen, but I love that you're here to discuss all the different benefits and the hydrogen water bottle and the tablets and all the different ways that we can get the hydrogen. Obviously, this is like the next level way to do it, inhaling it.
It's 100 times more powerful than drinking the water, but they do different things. Okay. And so when you understand that hydrogen for your gut, hydrogen for drinking the water, for your hydration, and then what we do here is hydroinhalation, which would be cellular optimization. They're doing different things for your body, but they're all good to do. And so I got into this about 2023, and I came from the perspective of different technologies. I've been in the industry since 2012. And what I found was that everything I would do with hydrogen would get better results. So it's truly an augmentative therapy that can go with your red light, your PMF, your microcurrent, your laser, anything that you're out there doing in the wellness industry right now, your cold plunge, you mix in hydrogen, you're going to have a better day.
Yeah, that's what I love, I think, about it is that I feel like maybe you can't take me seriously looking at me like
No, I love looking at you like this. Are you kidding me? Like, come on. This is, you know what? You guys said, I have a unique perspective where, like, I think this is normal.
Yeah. So. You always see people with things in their noses. But what I like about it is that it's a very passive thing. You can be sitting there inhaling it. You can be working. You can be meditating. You can be doing any of these other wellness things that you do and still be getting the benefit. So
that's what I love so much is because since I've gotten and built a company with this, with my partner, I've seen every type of practitioner using hydrogen from oncologists down to massage therapists. And the point is it's not invasive. So I'm not really worried about it. There's a safety profile that we live by at my company. Can it do any harm? No. Mm-hmm. And so the safety profile is really great. So if you can't overdo it either. So hydrogen is the smallest molecule. When you get past your saturation levels, which is like we've created these protocols that you would get to for every person. It's a little different, but around the same time, has to do with your weight, age, kind of stuff like that. And it will just leave your body. So you can do as much you want so I can prove people to sleep with it. No big deal to make sure they're getting to their saturation value, which I think is ridiculously good. Also, it breaks through the blood-brain barrier.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that is huge right now. And what is going on is the United States is following a lot of studies from overseas. And in Japan, this is considered a standard of care, for example, and in hospital settings. And now we're starting to see hospitals pick it up in like India, Dubai, places like that are starting to see the potentials that right now, we're showing the United States, listen, this needs to be, as soon as we don't know what's going on, or you have an issue with your lungs, or if you have an issue, for example, with COVID and you're recovering from COVID, or we could point to specific studies and say, look, this is real data. And one of my favorite studies that I always like to point to is a study where they did 286 people, mm-hmm. and they all had different types of various cancer. And in that study, when they were doing 4 to 5 hours a day, no tumors progressed.
Wow.
And the reason why I kind of looked at that and kind of the visualization is it's about mutated cells. And when you're doing molecular hydrogen, you're actually increasing the mitochondria in your cells. So your cells are more charged up. So you're less likely to have a spread, which is what's going on. And as soon as we put those correlations together, that and scar tissue, we just start seeing great, great results. And that's why our company is growing so much.
Yeah. What about, talk about the scar tissue, because we just had a little side conversation about this.
So I was working, you'll find I'm a little tinkerer. I like to fix things. I'm trying to invest only in things that help people get better. So I've built a lot of companies with my family members and different partners who believe in us. We have we're an allergy company. We have a company that we're building right now with a doctor, University of Alabama doctor, Dr. Jin Han, that tests your immune system. And what he figured out was your cells are a single cell, not a hive mind, which they're teaching in textbooks, and they're writing a report to send that out. And what I figured out from that information was if you get scars, you're opening up your body, and even one opening could lead to a mutated cell. Mm. And so what I've realized is how important scar tissue treatment is. And lucky enough, you know, after I've already done that, we already have a protocol for that. And we're clear to treat post, pre, and post-surgery with our technology called the Avazion. And the Avazion is a microcurrent device that uses a biphasic waveform that stimulates the C fibers. And it also stimulates the A and B fibers, but that's what really makes it unique. And by creating these nociceptors and increasing the ATP production by 300%, we're seeing things change. And this change leads to a smoother surface, but inside, the body is reconnecting, which I feel like is putting up that layer of the wall back together for your body to heal. Hmm. So this could be why a lot of people that are really healthy in the world that are like super athletes and super healthy, they go get surgeries because they get hurt. And then later on, you're finding out that people are getting sick and they don't understand how that happened. I feel like I have a good theory on this right now. I got to prove it out, but I think it's a good theory.
And that's not hydrogen related. That's like a microcurrent.
It's microcurrent, but what happened with me, which was like a marriage, is that I got introduced to hydrogen when I was already a firm believer in really spreading out microcurrent. And then when I was realizing that if the body's hydrated, which I have, you'll see that there's a little gadget in our machine that lets you know if the body has enough hydration in the body for it to be worked on. Then all of a sudden I was able to go, okay, you're dehydrated. Here's some hydrogen water. And then they'll drink the hydrogen water, and with like 5 to 10 minutes, I'll do it again, and I can do the service now. Hmm. So it started with a need, and then it was a necessity, and then it was like, oh my God, are they really getting that type of results? And it got to an infatuation where I realized the potential in this field, and I wanted to be a part of it. And so now, with my partner Mateo Johnson, you know, we're putting together, you know, patents in the machines. We're putting together, you know, extra special things in there that no one thinks about that we can do because it's going to be by your bedside. We want it to have an electrosmog shield. We want to have specific things in these machines. And we want to make sure they run. So there's got, you know, that they can run 24/7. Because when you're sick and you need us and you want to rely on us, it's important that these machines work for you. Mm-hmm. And if any machine goes broken or it fixes because people need to, you know, the wear and tear, they travel with them, they fly with them, it's important to get them out fixed within 48 hours.
They travel with them. Oh, they travel with this.
They do. They really? Won't leave it without it. Yes.
Wow.
They will sometimes buy for the guest house. They'll have two. They'll have one in different rooms so they don't have it. Like, we have people that are obsessed.
Yeah. Well, because it's not, what are the dimensions of that? Maybe like a 10 by 24?
Yeah, it's not big. Yeah. It's not big. Like, even my mom could carry it. My mom, you know, it's lightly. And you could drain it, and then it's not heavy at all once you drain it. But to me, the wear and tear of it, we've really perfected it to last a long time. We expect these machines to last 10 years in the field.
Yeah.
From all the little custom designs. And it's low maintenance. So once you run it, you can run it for like 3 straight weeks. You know, if you're running it once every 2 weeks, that's all you have to do is make sure you run it once every 2 weeks. The water will slowly dissipate and you just put a little bit more distilled water in. And it's got 9 different sensors, ours does. Mm-hmm. So like one of the biggest things my partner showed me is that he used to fix other hydrogen machines before this wasn't popular. Mm-hmm. So when, you know, hydrogen's been around for a while now, but it's now being widely accepted because there's studies being produced, and that's how that works. You have to wait for the study train to go through which is why we're doing IRB studies in the United States, it's important for people to realize, no, this is going to be so consistent that it's going to be used in all sorts of verticals for doctors. And could be macular degeneration. It could be part of that. It could be part of different protocols. And so I'm encouraging doctors to work with hydrogen as an augmentative therapy to what they want to do so they can get better results. Because when you're hydrated, when your body is feeling good and you have more energy and you're wasting less time in metabolism, because that's what the tablets do, when you're feeling like you see, you should feel a little clearer right now. Like
yeah,
like,
I feel great.
Yeah,
like I feel a little great.
Like, it feels like you're like in zone, right?
Yeah, yeah.
That brain fog. That people always complain about that midday. I mean, imagine all the coders and people out there, gamers, and that are using this that don't realize that this is an absolute healthier tool than your energy drinks or your coffee or, you know, these are the things that I'm trying to show people how to, and again, zero adverse events.
Yeah.
Which is the key to everything.
You can't overdo it. Like
you
said.
Can't overdo it.
Now, can children do this?
Yes.
Oh,
babies
they can.
Can do
okay.
it.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, wow. Yeah. Wow. So interesting. So why would a baby... Like, why would you do hydrogen on a baby?
You know what? Well, because it breaks through the blood-brain barrier. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of people out there that are trying, you know, to help children that have early on signs of brain issues.
Mm.
And so you might get a parent that does a lot of research out there, and all of a sudden they find hydrogen, and they're looking for the all-all be-all. The studies are so great that you're almost, they're too good to be true. Like, and for me as a person that's building a company, the testimonials feel like they're almost too good to be true. So that leads to a lot of people with hope.
Mm-hmm.
And when you have hope, you have a chance. And so, yeah, a lot of babies or a lot of people use it on their kids or on the babies. Or one of my business partners, one of his kids uses, like a 10-year-old, uses it to do his homework.
Oh, wow. You just for like extra focus.
Yeah. So you can focus. So laser focus. So it's one of
well,
those.
Well, 10-year-old boys need a lot of
Well, I can't wait until I get that gamer or that coder out there that's like, you know what? I can't do my good work without the hydrogen. I'm going to get it. I know I am. It's going to happen.
They're out there.
Yeah.
Now, does hydrogen help you hydrate? So like an electrolyte would help you hydrate more. So hydrogen will help you hydrate more.
So think of the body as an engine or a machine, right? Uh-huh. And you want to have the best part. Or you're making a dish and you're cooking this massive dish. If you use certain specific ingredients, your dish is going to be better. Higher level ingredients, you get higher level dish quality, right? So hydrogen inhalation is like having that special spice that puts all the meal together, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Hydrogen water is like the foundation of what you need to be hydrated. So when you're talking about the difference of when you're inhaling it to the water, they're doing totally different functions. But if you are using inhalation, your body's going to use less energy to metabolize what it's doing, and it's going to be in a better state so that when you're drinking the water, you don't need to do as much. So does that make sense to you?
Okay,
so,
yeah.
And what we've done is we've created a water bottle that is super saturated. So it pressurizes the water so you don't have to drink as much. What I found out is people don't drink a lot of water. They just don't. Even the healthiest people might think they're drinking what they need, but those healthier people are burning through twice or three times what normal people are working to because they're working out very efficiently. So finding out and how to show people that they're dehydrated is the first step to getting change to happen. And that's what the Avazi lets me do, because I can actually measure you and say, oh, you're dehydrated.
Oh, the Avazi will tell you if you're hydrated or not. Oh, my God. Okay.
Yeah.
And then you're like, okay, let me give you some hydrogen. So then would you start with the tablet?
So the tablets are going to be for gut health or energy. Like if you're going to go work out and you want a better fitness, and that when they hit your gut, they you'll see a burst of energy in about 20 minutes that like you'll just feel like, oh, okay, I can lift this weight or I can go do or tackle that, or you're not feeling well. And so for me, I do all three daily. I'll wake up with a tablet on an empty stomach. It helps me function to where I'm feeling like I've had two cups of coffee. And, you know, I do that and then I'll drink it with the water, which is hydrating my body. And like we're going to get back to this. Hydration is the key. If you're fighting anything out there, if you guys can listen to me on one thing, if you're going through anything out there and you don't want to talk to the doctor about it, you're embarrassed about it, just step up your water and like drink a little bit more water.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually going to make a difference.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then what I've also noticed, which is crazy, is like my skin got, like if you see pictures of me now and 10 years before, there's no difference in what I look like.
Mm.
Like I look like
you reverse aging, Michael.
Well, I've actually listened to this. About 2 years ago, you know, I was new to growing the company And I was seeing a lot of results, but you know, just like everything else, you just don't get the time to do it yourself a lot, right? You're traveling all over. And then I did a HRV testing and they told me I was 52. And I was like, I'm 41 years old. It's like, no, it's 52. I'm like, oh man. So I started, no quote, quote, getting high on my own supply. And so I would do hydrogen every day. I would do my, stimulate my 10th cranial nerve, which is called a vagus nerve reset. I would do that every 3 days. I went and got retested 2 months later, 31 years old.
Wow.
And I have maintained that program since, and I have felt the last year and a half of my life that I am getting younger. And again, when I say getting younger, I mean like I'm playing in a basketball league with 25-year-olds, 30-year-olds, and I'm 41, and I'm still not... I'm still playing where I feel like I'm good. Mm-hmm, like I'm still okay. Mm-hmm.
You're hanging.
I'm hanging out there. I'm hanging out. I put up 20 points the other day. You know what I'm saying? We're around that point. So like, you know, it still feels good, but my body feels better. I feel, my brain feels that like I'm sharp when I wake up. I don't feel the letdowns I used to feel or the crashes I used to feel aren't nearly as sharp. And I can only attribute that to the combinations of what I'm doing. And I'm not doing much more than what I've just said.
Yeah. Now, should you not take hydrogen or inhale hydrogen later in the day because it will give you a lot of energy?
It gives you exactly what your body needs.
Okay.
So you can have somebody take it right before bed and they're going to have a deep sleep. Mm-hmm. You can have somebody take it in the morning and they're going to have an energized day. It's giving you exactly what your body needs. Mm-hmm. And that's what's crazy about it. So no, a lot of people report really relaxed sleep or deep sleep and they'll fall asleep when they're doing the machine.
Well, so this will be my fourth time inhaling the hydrogen. And I was telling you over the phone that I noticed I felt very clear. I felt like, and I've done it about 3 o'clock in the afternoon, mm-hmm. the times that I've done it. And I just felt like, I didn't feel like overly, like I couldn't fall asleep, but I felt like, oh, I can get through that 3 p.m. slump and like be okay and do the rest of my evening. Because us moms, work starts again at 3 p.m. when our kids get home.
I could actually recommend every mom out there, hey, in the morning you wake up, you got to go make breakfast for the kids and get them ready. Take a tablet before you do that. You'll start to feel really good by minute 5, minute 10. And then in the afternoon, you know what I'm saying, when you're ready to go do that again, take a tablet again, and you'll still feel that extra oomph. And the thing is, there's nothing negative that's going down with making sure that your body gets what it needs. Mm-hmm. And it's simple. You know, drinking water and having a tablet is an easy treatment plan when you're looking at what we're giving them, which is extra energy. And you know what? When you're feeling good, you're happier.
Yeah.
You know, when your body's not, you know, up, when you're feeling like you can spry and you get going, you're ready
to
roll.
So instead of putting your oxygen mask on first, you're putting your hydrogen tube up your nose.
Yeah, and we could get into oxygen too, because oxygen and hydrogen as a mixture is a protocol for oncologists. Mm. And we offer that as well. But when you're dealing with oxygen by itself, you can get something called oxygen intoxication, which is too much oxygen could be a deterrent. Mm. So that's what I love about just when you're doing just hydrogen is I'm not worried about any overdose or anything like that or bringing in any type of toxicity with the hydrogen. And the machine will actually shut down if it's not producing 99% hydrogen. So like there's sensors in there, because that was one of the things in the past the companies hadn't solved was what happens when the electrolysis would still look like it's happening, but it's all degraded and it's not working anymore. The machines would still run and you wouldn't know what you're getting. Mm. And because, see how effortless this is?
Yeah.
You wouldn't know.
You wouldn't know.
Yeah.
No, because you don't even feel really like we're sitting here talking and you don't really feel anything happening, mm-hmm. but you are breathing it in. So your machine will shut off when it's not, when
also
there's
the
not
quality of the water.
If
there's something in the water, because if there's something wrong with the water, and I've seen it happen before, mm-hmm. where they've put it in, there's a red sensor will pop up and say the quality of the water needs to be changed.
Mm. I could see like you could fall asleep because the bubbling, like that soft bubbling noise that's going on. Like, oh, that puts you right
to sleep. And we have headphones too. We have headphones and we have goggles. Okay, so think of the headphones also. We were talking about the sound effects because you can hear kind of the little, it's a nice soothing.
Yeah.
But when you put the headphones on, it feels like you're listening to the beach.
Oh, so like that.
Like a wave, like back and forth. And there's a lot of people with things like tinnitus. In fact, my aunt had tinnitus. And then over the holiday, she picked up the device and started using it. And immediately she noticed that tinnitus was not affecting her during the holiday.
Interesting.
And so that was like, that's one of the major things, right? But it also remember, the hydrogen is the smallest molecule. You're putting it into your body, and it gives another function. It's bringing it right to the brain. So if someone's dealing with, you know, like Alzheimer's, dementia, or any type of brain issue, I would recommend doing the headphones as well as the inhalation. If you're dealing with somebody that wants to do working out and feeling like they're already healthy, mm-hmm. but they're going to get their maximum body. They're doing inhalation because I want their whole body to cycle through. It blends goes into your cells, increases the mitochondria. It also reduces the oxidative stress. So by doing that naturally, helping that out, your body doesn't have to work as much. So it gives your body more energy to put elsewhere.
Wow. So it's going into your blood.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So when you breathe in hydrogen right now, and I got a great video for you to put into this.
Welcome to the future of wellness. At Axiom H2, we're revolutionizing health with cutting-edge hydrogen therapy. Let's dive into the transformative journey of molecular hydrogen. As you inhale, hydrogen gas generated by the Axiom H2 machine flows effortlessly into your lungs. Molecular hydrogen, being the smallest element, effortlessly travels through the bloodstream, reaching every corner of your body with remarkable speed. With Axiom H2's advanced technology, this process is optimized to ensure maximum therapeutic benefits. Upon reaching your cells, molecular hydrogen gets to work, targeting oxidative stress and inflammation for unparalleled health improvements. Inside the powerhouse of your cells, the mitochondria, molecular hydrogen acts as a potent antioxidant, optimizing energy production. What makes hydrogen therapy with Axiom H2 so effective? Molecular hydrogen's unique ability to cross the blood-brain barrier not only enhances brain function, but also promotes mental clarity and overall cognitive health. Our clients, elite athletes, cancer patients, and health enthusiasts experience the transformative power of hydrogen therapy firsthand. Join us on this journey towards optimal health with Axiom H2. Experience the future of wellness today.
So it goes into your cells, goes through your lungs, goes into your bloodstream, goes under your bloodstream as it's going through, comes into your cells. And then when it's inside your cells, goes into your cells, increasing your mitochondria, which charges up your cells. And now that's where we got to the cellular optimization.
Mm-hmm.
And then it even goes straight through and straight through your blood-brain barrier. That's where it gets to the brain fog that a lot of people go through. You can get a lot of clarity.
Yeah. What about the goggles?
So the goggles are, you'll feel a lot of moisture. You'll feel softness. A lot of eyes will feel dry around here. You'll see a moisture. You'll feel that. But also colors. So people will say colors feel brighter when you get done, which is kind of crazy. We'll get that all the time anecdotally. And for me, when they, eye pressure, eye issues, glaucoma, things like that, I feel like after a couple of years, I'll have some studies out there that will show some really impressive stuff.
Wow.
I'm starting to work with some eye doctors now and working with, because again, when you have something that's effective, it's important that's augmented, because I say this enough, it's designed to be worked with other things.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a stand all be all. It's whatever else you're doing, add on to this and you're going to have a better outcome. And so that's what I'm trying to show in these different scenarios. And I'm really excited about the potential where I can get into with eyesight, potentially using with the Mu stem cells and things like that, mixing in with hydrogen to help the body just kind of come together and recover.
Yeah. Do you think it could increase, help your eyesight?
Well, I've got testimonials for that.
Okay.
So that's been clear to me already.
Wow.
And it's important to say this, some people, when they see better, they wish they didn't. So you don't always get the right result that you think they're looking for, because they don't think it could happen.
Coming from a girl who had LASIK a lot of years ago. No, I think that'd be amazing.
I had LASIK done too.
You did?
Yeah. I have nightmares of remembering of when they're opening in my eye and they told you it wouldn't hurt. That was a dang lie, because that thing, my eyes were on fire for 3 days.
You aren't kidding, though.
Yeah.
About the, I'm a very visual person, and I can recall that memory of the thing coming down over my eye, and they just give you a Valium or something, and
They do not prepare you for that.
They don't.
And when they got you, because, LASIK at the time was so expensive when I did it, it was about the price, and I didn't even think about, was I prepared to have it done. And then I couldn't see for 2 days.
Yeah.
And they didn't tell me that either because they told you, oh, you'll be all right. It's like, no.
No.
I was not okay.
Well, also they wanted you to wear those goggles at night. And I would wake up every night and I had ripped the goggles off. And so, and because they don't want you to rub your eye. And I kept thinking, oh my God,
that's all you want to do. That's all you want to do when they tell you not to do something.
I have messed this up. How, so, I mean, I get it. It's like good for your health. How are we reducing inflammation? How is hydrogen influencing the metabolism? Could it be used for weight management? Like, is this better than GLP-1 or what are we talking about?
First of all, you know, the GLP-1 is, it's the fad. There's some negativities to GLP-1. There's not any negativities to hydrogen. Mm-hmm. So you need to be aware of what could happen to you, what could happen to your personality, what could happen to your mood swings, what could happen to your family members around you that are dealing with you when you're on GLP-1. Mm. And then the long term, there's not a lot of long term things there to prove what's going to happen. And you've already had a lot of changing going on. What's happened to some doctors and what's happened to some people that were endorsing it? Was it real? Was it not real? What the laws are changing? Hydrogen is therapeutically safe. Mm-hmm. And so in all over the world is being used. And so for me, it's about the safety profile of it. Now, if I was going to try to say you wanted to lose weight, well, I would go get a IgG test, a food sensitivity test.
Yes.
And I would find out exactly, we have our own test, but we'd find out exactly what foods cause inflammation in your diet. I would cut out those foods and I would integrate hydrogen and I would start an exercise program making sure you're hydrated. So at all times, you're drinking a lot of hydrogen water, you're drinking hydrogen tablets, you're working out every day, you're feeling great. That's the ticket to losing weight safely. Mm-hmm. What's not the ticket to losing weight safely is just think that you're going to do something, have rapid changes and not change any of your tendencies. And the outcome will be so different and you're fighting your body, right? Because what they're doing is they're making you feel like you're not hungry. Mm-hmm. And they're suppressing those things in your body. Well, that's not going to be the best way to look at the health way you're trying. It's basically you're trying to hack your body. They call it biohacking, mm-hmm. but that's a different type of hacking. Mm-hmm. I like the natural version.
Yes.
Which is everybody, believe it or not, when you overeat certain foods, your body has problems metabolizing it. If you identify the foods that are causing your body to work harder on the inflammation, your body can work less on that and more on the things that you want it to do.
I'm glad that you mentioned the IgG, the food sensitivity, because I think that's a game changer. And I've talked about that a lot. I recently had another one done and beef came back. High red allergic reaction to beef. And here I was eating like a filet probably once a week. And, you know, and so I think cutting that out, I've noticed a difference. You're just taking out that inflammatory item.
It's important to guide you a little bit more there. You're not allergic to beef. What's going on is you've probably eaten for your body a lot of it in a spare time that your body is having problems metabolized. The best thing you can do is a diverse diet. So if you're eating the same thing 3 times a week, there's a good chance it's going to be on your gut check test as a reaction. Mm. And so for me, where I got into that is we were creating protocols for rheumatoid arthritis. And rheumatoid arthritis is 100% a diet problem out there. If you're trying to fix that out there, you need to fix your diet. Mm-hmm. And the reason I was doing that is because I would be sending my technology out to these people. And they would be coming back to me, and one day the technology works and one day it doesn't. One day it works, one day it doesn't. And what I really broke it down to was what they were eating was causing inflammation. And because how your body breaks down foods, you could eat something and not know it hits your body 4 days later. Mm-hmm. So the IgG test, what you're looking for is accuracy to make sure you get an accurate IgG test. But once you've solved that problem and you encounter it, every 3 to 6 months, your body will change. My favorite thing was when like you were dealing with like vegans and or you know vegetarians and they like eat so healthy, but then they would get the test done and it's like reacted to spinach, reacted to kale, reacted to because that's
and
all
their
they
brains
eat.
Just exploded. They're
like, oh, what do you mean? I need to stop doing that. It's like, no, you just need to like you need to taper yourself out for 3 months, allow your body to reset, and then slowly introduce it. And then once you've gotten your body great, and it sounds like you've got a good handle on everything, you're just basically making sure, hey, did I eat chicken on Monday? Let me wait until next Monday. You know what I'm saying? Like, just try to diversify the diet and you're going to see a huge difference.
Yeah.
When you eat to your gut likes compared to what overeating the same foods that you love, but don't realize they're causing, you know, bloating and other effects, sluggishness that will happen. And you won't even, and you'll notice it right away, by the way.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
so
you do.
Weight loss happens like that. Like, We've had people lose as much as 80 pounds in 2 months.
Wow.
And drastically change their overall look in life when they just by the food test.
Yeah.
And then you think of what hydrogen does is hydrogen gives you more energy. Now, what are you going to do with that energy? Well, you got to go exercise or take a walk or burn it. And you, with more energy, you have more capabilities.
Yeah. That's a good point that, first of all, some of the foods that you could be reacting to, you won't see that reaction until a couple days later. I had to figure that out. Also,
that's the hard, that's like mind blowing, by the way. And you're like, what do you mean? I ate that on Tuesday.
Like, I know. But like, you really have to be like on point and maybe writing it down what you're eating, because then you're just going to be like so overwhelmed with like, well, what did I have? And I can't remember. And what made me feel bad? Because a lot of times you could eat it and you're like, I feel great today. But really, it's a couple days later.
Yes.
But the biggest complaint I've heard from people about the food allergy test is that, oh, well, I do eat a lot of that. So of course it's going to show up. But to your point, we should be diversifying more. And I am a creature of habit like that. Like if I like something, I'll want to eat it quite a few times in a row. And I always try and stop myself. Like that's not a great way to eat, because you really do need to eat all the colors and all the things and kind of move it around.
you're right on point. And I want you to think of like how my mind works is like programs and am I getting yeses? Are people getting better all the time? And when I started recommending this specific process, I stopped getting complaints. Mm-hmm. So getting people better, this is very simple. Diversify your diet, get an IgG test one time. It'll really open up your mind and you'll go, oh, and it's not an allergy test. It's a sensitivity test, because it has to do with how much the levels of reaction you get is how much energy your body uses to metabolize that product, mm-hmm, or that food or the chicken or whatever you're doing. And the more energy you're using, the less energy you have. And so you can't put it elsewhere. And so, yeah, when you're eating this, and by the way, most people are creature habits. Don't worry. Like, you know, like, we're all the same. And, you know, you might have your favorite lunch spot every Tuesday and you might have your favorite thing. Well, you'll notice that the people that have those consistencies usually are complaining about something. Mm. And I'm not even joking. Like, think about that for a second. Like, you're the person that's going Tuesday, like, oh man, I got a backache. Like, they're connected because they're eating the same things, mm-hmm, and they're unaware, even though they think they're eating healthy. That's the craziest thing to blow your mind. It could be fruit. It could be strawberries. It could be, for me, it was egg whites. Mm. I can't have egg whites.
Oh yeah, I can't have eggs.
I'm a level 2 inflammation in egg whites at the time. And I had to like take it. Omelets were my favorite thing to eat in the morning. Egg white omelets was like my thing.
Yeah.
But yeah, it is what you're eating, because it is telling, your body's telling you what it's having problems. Hey, you're overdoing it here. And that's the hardest thing to really kind of, for me, it was hard to bring my mom down that path, because my mom was a big believer in the blood type diet.
Oh, okay.
Which is a really cool thing to grasp onto if you're looking to try to, before IgG test, when I got into that, I was into like, you know, our society was from a certain culture. Culture got up to eating certain type of foods. You stick within those foods and your body has that type of metabolism. I like that mindset. Now, mm-hmm, let's take it to the evolution of today, where the blood type does not take into account of what's going into our foods today. So to get you your foods today, organic is a new word, but it's, you know, people can put organic and make it eat, you know, the certification for organic is easy to get to. Mm-hmm. So finding the right types of foods, diversifying your foods, and maybe the most organized person could do this really well. But I found that like most people are just worried about functioning and paying bills. So being specific to their diet is harder than you think. Mm-hmm. And it's the one thing that, it's a cheap advice here. You can get your body set to fight whatever you're dealing with by just drastically changing your diet. Even if you don't take an IgG test, just diversify your diet.
Yeah. Now, did mom do the IgG?
Oh, yeah. She has to get it done on regular now. She's a regular customer. But you feel like you're a bad person when you order something for your mom and you know it's on her test.
Oh.
And, you know, she lets you know later on, how could you do this to me? You know, like, how
sorry,
could you?
Mom.
Yeah, sorry, mom. I shouldn't have done that. You know, like kale.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's interesting. Like the one that I just did, still consistently for the last 3 years, I still can't eat eggs and I can't eat almonds. And I have religiously stayed away from those because they were so high. And I knew I was actually having rashes, and I could pinpoint eating something that had almonds in it, you know, like an almond flour or something. I was trying to avoid gluten. So then like almond flour is in everything, right? So I could see that I was getting these rashes underneath my arms, like in my lymph.
Mm-hmm.
And so I have avoided those for 3 years and they're still on my test.
And that could be an actual allergy that you're referring to. Because remember, there is a difference between sensitivity and allergies. Mm-hmm. That could be an allergy reaction. There are food allergies out there. That's why you go to an allergist to go find that out and see if you are allergic. Totally different subjects.
Mm-hmm.
But again, lowering your immune system when you're taking that. And also figured out that your immune system is not a finite currency, which means is that we only get a certain amount of our immune system that we get. And when we use our immune system is always fighting something off. And so whenever you do something that like you have a reaction, your body has to focus on there and it can't focus on elsewhere.
Mm-hmm. Very true. Now, where did your passion for the health and wellness industry come from?
Ah, that's a good question. So I was used to be in promotional products. When I was 28 years old, I was working for a plastic card manufacturer and I was really doing well with them. Getting deals all across. I got to meet two presidents in different countries. I got to go across the seas. They would give me a nice budget to go get new business. And I was always at trade shows and I was really liking running life. And I got lucky enough to be honored by my peers to win Rising Star with 12 other people. And I was in New Orleans and they were getting this award. And I was feeling like I was on the top of that industry at 28 years old. I felt like I knew everybody in that industry. It was a $28 billion industry. I felt like I knew where I was going and it felt safe.
Mm-hmm.
And I all of a sudden, I'm at this resort for the show. That's a very high show to get to. And I wake up and I get a call and my dad they sent me to rush to the hospital. And by the time I got to the hospital, unfortunately, my dad had had an adverse drug reaction and was mentally not there. Within 2 days, he had passed away.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And so I had found that when I looked up the standard of care, that there was a test that could have saved my dad's life, but because of the standard of care, they don't process that in the hospital. So I got a $35,000 bill and an excuse for why my dad passed away. If my dad would have stayed home and not gone to the hospital, he would have lived.
Wow.
So it was the medication that killed my dad. Then I learned about the studies of the medications. And I learned about how standard care is devolved by Medicare. And I saw a real problem. And the problem is that the pharmaceutical companies have a lot of money to develop their own version of tests, of studies, that then get used as standard of care for doctors to follow. And then they're in a textbook and they're learning, this is what we have to do to treat. But at no point are they looking at the adverse events. And there was a study done by the University of Maryland that showed that if my dad would have had a pharmacogenomics test before they had given him the medication, which would have cost Medicare $1,000. So the value of my dad's life was $1,000. And they knew that one out of 30 would have an adverse drug event that would lead to catastrophic injuries.
Wow.
And I sold the paperwork and I'm reading the thing from the University of Maryland. And I'm like, somebody's got to do something. Like somebody really, really has to look at this from a like altruistic level in healthcare and realize we had a huge problem. And then about 12 years, you know, 2012, I was lucky enough to have a mom that was a massage therapist. So she was already into getting people better. And we just came together and started First Alternatives as a company that was safely getting people out of pain with no pharmaceuticals. And that company went from, you know, $300,000 a year to $500,000 a year, $700,000 a year to $1 million a year. And then we kept scaling to now we're in all 50 states, over 3,000 locations, brick and mortar that represent our products. But it gets people better without adverse events. And so that to me was like, if you could do anything when you're 28 and you hit a high level, what could I do if I apply the rest of my life at this level?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm 41 now, so I've been doing this for a little bit of time. And I feel like I'm hitting those plateaus. I'm helping the people out I wanted to. I'm honoring my dad's name the right way. And, you know, every week, I bet you there's over 150,000 people that get treated with our stuff right now, getting better.
And is that the hydrogen and the...
It's a combination of everything.
Okay.
Because I've gotten myself some wonderful partnerships and relationships with other manufacturers. So some of them I'm a master manufacturer or master distributor. Some things I'm a manufacturer of. Some things I'm, you know, we're owning the IP of. And I had to learn all these things as a young CEO. I had to figure this out. It's not like people that you can, you know, they tell you, they treat you, they train you the stuff. They really don't treat you all the good stuff. They give you a little stuff and you got to take a little bit of everybody's information to put together a whole big tree. free, because everybody's trying to get money out of you for consulting, or they're trying to get hundreds of thousands of dollars for you to hit that next level. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, your cash base, which is the wellness industry right now, is typically cash base right now, which just means that the money that we're paying monthly is not going into where it should be, which is prevention care.
Mm-hmm.
What we're doing right now is we've created our own clinic models called FA Better Body, which runs off of a massage therapist with some oversight. We've created, you know, allergy treatment and program with Johns Hopkins, Dr. Jody Tversky, who created this allergy scope that allows nurse practitioners to tackle allergy, which is important because airborne allergies is the sixth leading cause of all chronic illness. Mm. Over 68 million Americans right now have airborne allergy issues and can't get treatment. And we're losing allergists every year. We're not gaining as many allergists. So we're losing allergists. We're not getting as many. And we're not realizing how big airborne allergy problems are. And there are wonderful studies to look at for ways to get better. And that's what I was looking for. We're looking for these things to bring to the table to help people get better.
Like mold? Like, tell me the airborne allergies.
Airborne allergy could be, for me, cats, dogs, trees, pollen. In every sector of the United States, there's four different categories of where it could be based on the trees that grow out there. And what you do for that is you use immunotherapy. And you basically put a little bit of all that stuff in a serum and you inject yourself so you slowly become immune to it over the three-year period. And you get shots once a week, or you can do drops under your tongue. But I had started one in Florida and I couldn't get any of the insurance, even though there's codes to get paid. The insurance panels are blocked. Imagine that.
Yeah.
They're just blocked the panels. Insurance doesn't have to pay me even though I have the service. And because they get to choose who's in network. So they get to choose who's getting the service or not, which makes no sense.
Because allergy medication is big business, I'm sure.
It's not just big business. It's a process they're not acknowledging needs to get better. So that's my biggest problem, is who's making those decisions for you? And you can't find anybody that's going to take the blame. I've gone through every type of hierarchy. I've created my own healthcare plan called First Alternative Care. I've gone through every type of hierarchy to figure this out. And at the end of the day, it starts with Medicare. And Medicare has to come up with it, which is called a local coverage determination. And then the insurances can choose or cannot choose to follow. But still something is entitled where insurances have to pay you for what you're getting. Meaning, we'll sign a contract and it'll say, you're going to pay me $120. We signed a contract. You pay me $60. Why? Because there's nobody refereeing them. There's nobody. And they're taking in all your money for healthcare. That's where healthcare money is going. And I just don't get it.
Yeah.
And so what I'm trying to prove out there is there's a better, safer way for a healthcare plan. And that's why I created First Alternative Care. So you can get your unlimited doctor care. You can get your primary care, your urgency care. But you're trying to avoid hospital care. And that should be the key. And they even have something called accountable care organizations and Medicare, which are incentivized to lower these things. And you still can't get there. They're all still about money, which is unfortunate. You know, it's about what makes the bottom line. Nobody's paying what they need to pay to get this ship turned around.
So essentially, you have a private insurance company.
I have a healthcare plan.
Wow.
That is, you know, can be mixed with other healthcare plans to be a full, like, basically it's just missing catastrophic care. And so you can get catastrophic care, it's its own coverage, and then mix it with mine. And now you have 80 different in-network alternative scientific, you know, products like Red Light and PMF or Cold Plunge, if that matches what your protocols are.
Yeah.
And so instead of having to go through an insurance company, which they won't pay for it, they go through us and they get in-network rates, which is the same thing as copays.
So interesting. Like, does it cover functional medicine and different types? Because you go to a functional medicine doctor, you have to pay out of pocket for that. Mm-hmm. Also, the blood work is more extensive, and a lot of insurance companies don't want to pay for that. I've gone through that where they say, well, we need to see, you know, all your prior records and, you know, just to cover the blood work.
Again, you know? What they're doing right now is an excuse.
Yeah.
They're just giving you an excuse what not to do.
Yeah.
What we're trying to do is be proactive. So we're not saying, what we're saying is, look, we're not even that expensive. It's like $89 a month. And it's no copays, no deductibles. And that covers for their household, the primary care, urgency care for the family, right? Then what happens is, let's say you had a chronic pain issue like neuropathy. You would go through our protocol. You would go through somebody that we talk to you with. Hey, I think we have neuropathy. We're numb. This is what's going on. Okay, great. We're gonna rent you a $1,700 device for, you know, $100 a month this is your pay for 3 months. Let's see if it works. And if it works, okay, great. Your in-network rate is $500, let's say, because they're part of the healthcare plan. Whereas what's happening now is the same exact thing, which is the coverager is the regular doctor. The insurance company is giving them a certain amount, and then they're still making you pay a certain amount. So my theory is, let's just cut them off of the monthly money that nobody knows where that money's going towards, right? Mm-hmm. Create something within their standards. And now you have money saved up because you didn't have to spend $500 a month, $1,600 a month. And let's get you to where you can get to your Medicare benefits. And then this is beautiful with Medicare because now you're being preventative. See, that's the whole thing is what I'm trying to do with this hydrogen and with the MyCurrent is get people to be preventative with their health, not reaction to once it's something's going down.
Yes.
And I feel like there's a lot of timeline in between there that people know something's not right.
Yeah.
And so if you have a coverage like mine that lets you talk to the doctor as much as you want, you could get more preventative with that work.
Yeah. You need to listen to your body. I think your body does talk to you, you know, and you have to listen to it. And and like you said, you know, it's your little intuition or your spirit talking to you saying something is not right. And, this is so interesting. We've inhaled almost an hour of hydrogen here. I love it.
Yeah, you're getting gassed up.
I know. I'm feeling great. Is there anything you want to leave us with about hydrogen or any of the other businesses that you've got going on?
Put it this way. What I really love about hydrogen is we made it affordable lease-wise.
Mm-hmm.
So even though you'll see our devices are very expensive, it's because of what goes into the long-term care of making sure you have them. But we've created a programs where, let's say you find out that you have cancer, you can rent it or lease from it for 3 months for $150 a month.
Mm-hmm.
And so making it affordable to everybody, knowing that these programs are affordable to the average person, is important for me to leave off with that we do. And also that you would be surprised how much better you're going to feel
mm-hmm.
when you're taking care of your body and preventing these things. And once you feel better, you're going to be able to find more opportunities for yourself to lock these things in. So I would, if you were going to start with anything that I ever did, the easiest thing we have right now is hydrogen. And it's one of those things within 3 weeks, you're going to feel a difference.
You're going to feel a difference in 3 weeks. And you could start with the tablets. You could do the water bottle
mm-hmm.
and then work your way up to the inhalation.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And then also knowing that, like, I created a company that my partner is on board with me at this, you know, you could trade up and trade down. So we have one of the only companies that you can buy the top model and trade down if it doesn't fit you. And for any reason, within the 6 months, year, doesn't matter. Your machine always has value with us.
And you have three different machines and it's differentiating because of the time frame that you need to inhale.
We have five. We're coming out with two more.
Okay.
And a jacuzzi. We have an indoor and outdoor jacuzzi. And we are, with the indoor outdoor jacuzzi, we are producing data to show HRV's lower average age. And it's really cool because imagine if your therapy was just taking a bath and that's your therapy time. And so I'm excited about the jacuzzis. We're going to be doing a lot of those. And then we have a spray for your face. So have you ever sprayed yourself with rose water?
Yes. Okay. I love that.
This feels like that,
okay.
But like you get like a little like, you know, like euphoria kind of thing.
Oh.
So we've got nothing but 5-star ratings on that. And the spray is pretty nice. So it's called Look 25. And so that's pretty neat. We sell that for one of our large vendors and we see the results. One of the things I'll tell you, and I'll leave you with this, is that I love doing trade shows. So my company does like 60 or 65 trade shows a year. And the reason why, and this is what I'm telling you, is by us being out there, people don't realize they needed us until they're walking across and go, oh, I have that. But mm-hmm. they haven't been doing anything for that. But it's like, oh, I have that. And that's how I'm getting to the people right now, is making sure that I'm going to these wellness events and going to these things that when you're looking for solutions, I think people are going to.
Yeah. Were you at Eudaimonia?
We were testing. Okay. Yeah, we were exhibiting there.
Yeah, I was there, but I didn't see you.
You might have saw us and just not known me.
That's
right.
That's right. Now I know you. Now we're friends.
Inhaling
this hydrogen here. Yes. So amazing. Michael Legal, thank you so much for coming, letting me experience this in real time and sharing everything with my audience.
Oh, well, it's been an absolute pleasure. I want to say Kim is delightful and I love that she's my neighbor and hopefully be back on one day soon when I have something new.
Absolutely. Would love to have you.
All righty.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks for tuning into this episode of The Cinnamon Effect. If you enjoyed our time together, don't forget to hit that follow button on your podcast app and sprinkle a little love by leaving us a 5-star rating and a quick review. Your support means the world to me. For even more goodness, check out the show notes where you'll find links to some of my favorite products. And don't forget to visit thecinnamoneffect.com to connect with me directly or to grab your TCE Gratitude Journal, your next step towards a more grateful life. I can't wait to spice things up with you again next time. Stay vibrant, stay inspired, and remember to add a little cinnamon to your life every day.